Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith's a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
No game should end on a play.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. We had the Desperado play. That's when we put Rossi in.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday around noon 30.
Some people thought last week.
Yes.
But on Tuesday when I was unable to work.
You were not here.
That what I missed was, you know, the celebration of Patrice Bergeron's 1,000th game.
And that was true.
The Patriots taking the Super Bowl trophy.
That was
to
part
the Bruins
of it.
Game.
Yes.
And the Julian Edelman, you
yes.
know, puck stuff and all that stuff. No, what I missed the most last Tuesday was Kiefer Madness.
I don't blame you. There was a lot of really good stuff last week. I don't even remember what we did last Tuesday. It was
We celebrated Maroon 5's
halftime show. That's right. That's right.
Okay, then I'm glad I missed
it. Yeah, well,
never mind.
Yeah, you missed it. Dale, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. I don't know if you've heard or if you're
not
prepared. It's this Thursday. Not everybody out there is in a relationship. Right?
That's just... That's sad.
Well, it is sad. It's sad for some. Some people probably really enjoy it, if we're being honest. But some people, it's sad. So have you ever played matchmaker for somebody before?
No, that's a bad idea.
You've never done
that's
matchmaker?
That's a bad plan.
It can come back to bite you.
Oh,
That's probably true. I've never really done it either.
They named
Rossi,
you in the divorce proceedings.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this guy got us into it. That's true. It's not a great place to be. Rossi, you ever matched up anybody?
I personally never matched people up, but there are people in my inner circle of friends that are obsessed with that idea.
It's not good.
Scary.
Yeah, no, I know. They're really into it.
Yeah, like they think like they want, because they want to be the people that said like, well, I got you
if
together.
It wasn't for you two, that's true. I would rather just stay out of everybody's personal affairs. That's how I would operate.
You don't
operate.
Even want to leave your house.
I don't. So why am I going to set two other people up? I don't want that responsibility. Well, there happens to be one woman out there who is, I would say, a bit of a modern-day Cupid.
A bizarre situation on the Towson University campus in Maryland tonight. Authorities are on the case of what appears to be a mom playing matchmaker.
That's right, Dale. A mom... down at Towson University is playing matchmaker.
That perhaps, you know, hey, I know you're a young medical student. My daughter, you know, is single. That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's even weirder. Like, have you ever done that? I mean, you said no.
So,
because you have three kids. You never, like, hey, I know a guy. I know a gal.
I never wanted my daughters to date. What
no, that's true.
Me?
That's
I know
true.
A statistician.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a girl.
By the way, he just published his second book that came out, and I can't understand a word of it, but you'd like him.
But I would think so. Somebody would be interested in that.
Authorities are on the case of what appears to be a mom playing matchmaker.
I love how authorities are on the case. What?
Wow. They got nothing
where is this going
to
go?
Worry about?
This is going to really jump up a notch, I think.
Yeah, because when do you, like, okay, so your friend wants to hook another friend or a couple of friends
Yeah, that
together.
Happens all the time.
Where does the authority part come in?
Where does your mom come into that part?
Oh, my mom. I bet you. My
would your mom, did she ever try to set you up with somebody?
When I was really young, like awkwardly young, like 10, 11.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she's always been like, oh, you should.
You should date?
I don't know what the word she used at that time, like hang out or
you
whatever.
Go out with?
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't you and, let's say, Ashley get along together? Why don't you guys hang out more?
Oh, that is. She was just trying
Jason,
to get rid of you.
You like girls, don't you?
Yeah.
I know. Maybe I didn't think of
she's
it that
way.
She
was just feeling it out, maybe. Wasn't really sure.
She's like, you want to hang out with Pat or Ashley?
It's Pat.
This woman, who appears to be in her 50s, is going around campus asking if someone would date her son.
Oh, boy. That's not a good sign, Dale.
Oh, the poor son.
So this woman is just wandering around campus asking people if they will date her son.
You have immediately gone to the top of the loser list if your mom's
that
out.
That is terrible. Like, oh, yeah, his mom's back out here. Is that his mom? Like, that's his mom.
Oh.
She's walking around again. She's, yeah, so there is a video of her. The Towson University Police Department issued a, basically, like, a help us identify. And then it's a quick little write-up. They
looks
have
like
a
missing
number.
Dog, like,
it is.
Thing you staple to a tree.
They have two shots of this woman who has got short hair, glasses, she got, like, a scarf around her neck, she's wearing a sweater, jeans, and just walking around campus trying to hook up her son.
Looks like a mom. That's all I have
looks
to
like
say.
A mom. She 100% looks like a mom.
You know, I don't even know the kid, and I feel so bad for him.
He's in trouble here. He is going to have a hard time living this down.
Could you imagine, like, maybe you didn't even know this is happening, you walked down
stop
to...
right there. No, I could not imagine.
But you walked down to study hall, and on the cork board is a picture of your mom saying wanted.
Wanted. Look at they got the police badge on the logo and everything. They're trying to lock her up.
This woman, who appears to be in her 50s, is going around campus asking if someone would date her son. Some students have thought it's kind of sweet. Others said it's downright creepy and they complained.
It is not sweet in the least.
Those are the people that, those are like the Rossies of the world that are just too nice and too positive, and it's almost so awkward that they don't want to get into it. It's like, oh, well, that's nice.
No,
and then others
it's
have
not.
Complained. I think
putting up wanted posters of mom is taking it maybe a step
but
too far.
But think about it, like how intrusive she must really be to get people to complain. Like, she's not just, you know, happens to be walking around campus and then occasionally going up to somebody. But to get complaints, she must be going up to any warm-blooded man or woman and being like, hey, my son needs a date. What do you say? Valentine's Day is coming up.
Hey, Vinny's available, you know.
You're going to love Vinny. Come on. Here's a picture of him when he was 10.
That's what it is. You know she's like going up to people with a cell phone and being like, would you date my son?
Look at this guy.
What are you doing next week?
And it's like a third grade like school portrait or something. It's not even
the lasers
up to
behind
date.
Him.
Oh, I love the lasers.
Some students have thought it's kind of sweet. Others said it's downright creepy and they complain.
I think she had the best intentions.
So this is now we're on campus.
I need to get him the hell out of my house.
She's but he's in college now. He's already out of the house. He's doing the best he can.
This is a worried mom that doesn't think her son will ever marry anybody.
That's probably true.
I mean, isn't she just taking out a blimp ad saying my son is ugly?
Yes, and a
well,
loser.
Isn't that what she's saying?
Rossi
for God's sake,
Rossi doesn't like that word.
I think she's more worried about maybe just. He's maybe a loner?
Someone that
couldn't get a date on his own?
I would suggest that he is a bit of a loner.
I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
I guess it would just be weird to me to have her ask me something like that. I would probably deny her and then maybe tell someone about it.
So there you go. I would deny her and then tell on her? I don't like where that girl's head's at.
Well, let's go to the first girl.
Oh,
she
laughs. She laughs.
She did. I guess.
Sorry.
She did.
She's laughing.
Well,
right.
She's at least making light of it. This other lady's the one to call the cops on her.
I don't think
she's not breaking any laws.
Let me ask you guys. I'm sure you've been approached for a million things.
A million.
Like walking down the street or anything. Like,
of course.
Change,
not this.
Yeah.
Or, well, whatever it may be. Have you ever thought to yourself, I should probably call the cops on this?
No. I have not thought that.
No, like people even ask, like,
well,
can I borrow your cell phone and make a call? Like,
you just got
to
put your head down and keep walking.
Well, especially if a nice lady dressed as you just described.
Yeah, like mom. She looks like a mom. Dressed like a mom.
Came up and said, hey, want to see some portraits of my son, Vinny?
I'd say, you know what? Sure. I'll take a look. I would. Why the hell not? It's a good story. I'd say, sure, let's see this guy. Is he here? Does he go to school here? What's your story? Where's your husband?
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, ooh, I'd watch the dog. No problem.
I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
I guess it would just be weird to me to have her ask me something like that. I would probably deny her and then maybe tell someone about it. See,
I would deny her. I would Dikembe Mutombo her, and
mom
then I would
sounds
move
less
on.
Creepy than that woman.
Yeah, this lady scares me.
I would deny her and then report her.
I would deny her.
Deny her and then maybe tell someone about it.
Okay.
Seeing as that it's not really something that you hear every day.
Now, authorities have put out an alert on campus to heighten awareness. While they don't believe the woman means any harm, they just hope she'll stop.
So does her son.
They just hope.
Her son's going, oh, God, please, Mom. You know what? It might be her son who reported her.
It could be.
Her son has already filed the transfer papers.
Yeah, he's got to get out of there. Change your name, everything. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, you cannot stay there.
But they already have a help us identify. The Townsend University Police Department is asking for the community's help in identifying the person shown below. This person may frequent Cook Library and Center for the Arts. Then it's two pictures of her, clearly from the same day, like surveillance photos. And if anyone knows the person shown here or is approached by her, the police ask that you call. Then there's a number, and then there's the name of a sergeant.
I mean, let's be honest. Isn't, at least for me, I will admit, I won't put words in your mouth. Isn't your first thought here, I don't want to see the picture of Mom. I want to see the picture of Vinny.
I do want to see the picture of the son.
I really want to see what... We've made up a name for him here, but I want to see what Vinny looks like.
I would love to.
I just like the places that she's frequent.
Yeah, library.
The library and the Center of the Arts. Looking for a smart little lady.
Yeah, she is.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I can use lady anymore.
No, don't say lady. How do you know? How dare you say lady? So there you go. Hopefully we can get we can update this story down the road, maybe with the son responding.
I gotta know.
He's probably going to just disappear from the face of the earth, so we probably won't, but...
He's gone into the federal witness protection program
Not
right
seeing
now.
Him again.
A lot of the stories we may do on Kiefer Mattis that don't make it on the air, I know, you'd be surprised, but they have like a sad ending. This could be one of those. This might have a really sad ending that we don't want to come back to.
No, that's a good point.
I just want to know what Vinny looks like. I gotta know.
I know.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Some students have thought it's kind of sweet. Others said it's downright creepy.
I think she had the best of intentions. She did.
A mom playing matchmaker.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.